Top Spanish food recipes. Huevos rotos.
The simplest recipe, and the best you'll ever taste. It is very easy to make, cheap and quick. Anyone who visits Spain falls in love with this delicious meal made of eggs, fries, Spanish jamón and chorizo.
Tortilla de patatas.
We could say that it is the traditional national dish par excellence. It is made with potatoes, oil, salt and eggs. There is a debate in Spain about whether onion should be added, but it's really up to you.
Migas.
This used to be the migrating shepherd's breakfast, and it is often referred to as shepherd's breadcrumbs. There are many varieties of migas all over the country, but it is usually made out of crumbs, chorizo, pepper, oil, garlic and Spanish jamón.
Paella valenciana.
Everybody's heard about paella. It is called that way because this version comes from the region of Valencia. Some say that paella valencia is the real typical version of paella, which is usually prepared with rabbit and chicken.
Gazpacho andaluz.
This is super delicious, easy to make and healthy. You can have it as an appetizer or even as a drink itself. It will without a doubt freshen up those hot summer days in Spain. Its main ingredients are tomato, cucumber, vinegar, olive oil, and pepper.
Pulpo a la gallega.
This flavorful dish comes from the Spanish region of Galicia. It is very easy to make and you will certainly not forget its taste. It is made with octopus meat, olive oil, potatoes, salt and paprika.
Cebada asturiana.
The best thing for the winter is this hearty dish of white beans and chorizo original from the north of Spain. It is a stew that sometimes takes hours to prepare, but it will undoubtedly be worth it.
Lentejas con chorizo.
The typical dish that the typical Spanish grandmother cooks for you when you go visit her. This lentils and chorizo soup is hard to forget. Every Spanish household has its own recipe, but it's also common to add a splash of vinegar.
Duelos y quebrantos.
This is a typical dish from Castilla y La Mancha, where Don Quixote is set. That is why Cervantes mentions this dish in his famous novel. It is as simple as it seems, eggs and chorizo, sometimes with some added paprika.
Crema catalana.
It is a dessert that is familiar to creme brulee. It is made from egg yolks, sugar, milk, cream, vanilla, cinnamon and orange peel. Certainly, a little piece of heaven.
Churros con chocolate.
Don't be fooled, the typical churros with chocolate are the ones from Spain. The thick hot chocolate is more like a pudding than a drink. In addition, Spanish-style churros are light and crunchy. You will be satisfied.
Boquerones en vinagre.
This small fish famous in Spain can be cooked in many possible ways, salt-cured, marinated, or pickled. It's up to you. It is a very common tapa in the country, and is usually served marinated in vinegar, olive oil, and a little garlic.
Arroz con leche.
This delicious dessert can be served cold, but also well chilled, as it feels great on a cold winter's night. The recipe is quite simple, but perfect at the same time. The aroma of vanilla and cinnamon, along with a hint of lemon, will make you feel home.
Torrijas.
Eating torrijas is one of the most widespread Easter traditions in Spain, in addition to the popular Semana Santa, Holy Week. There are many ways to prepare torrijas, but they are French toasts with honey, cinnamon and sugar.
Ajo blanco.
Many refer to this dish as white gazpacho. Indeed, this is another type of Spanish summer soup. Its ingredients are bread, olive oil, and a splash of vinegar. A trip to the blender, and that's it.
Albóndigas en salsa.
These Spanish-style meatballs are super tasty and quick to prepare. Plus, if you serve them with a ration of patatas bravas and bread, you'll get the perfect combination.
Cochinillo al horno.
Suckling pig is one of the most typical roasts of Castilla. It is usually a typical dish at important celebrations, such as Christmas Eve. All you need is salt, water, a wood-fired oven, and the suckling pig.
Chipirones en su tinta.
Chipirones, which are small squids, taste really great. This is an original Basque recipe. You cook them in their own ink, that's why they have such a characteristic color. It is commonly served with rice.
Torrezno.
When we talk about torreznos, we get marinated pork belly pieces then cut into strips to be fried in olive oil. It's that simple, and it's that great. In Spain they are served as a tapa, but you can enjoy them as you like.
Pimientos piquillos rellenos.
These peppers can be stuffed as you like, but most commonly with tuna, cod or even cheese. These sweet peppers are the perfect mix of sweet and salty. They are also quick to prepare and can be enjoyed as a tapa or even as lunch.